I had fun if you didn't. Okay. You know, this morning, obviously, we're celebrating Easter. But I think and I hope in a very special way. Because Easter really is a metaphorical journey of consciousness rising. This is an auspicious day. And as we embark on a metaphysical journey of profound significance, as we gather in the light of divine awareness, let us explore the transformative power of resurrection and the timeless wisdom it offers to our evolving consciousness. Because we all are evolving. We all are growing. Even when we don't know it, it's happening. Because somewhere we're just kind of totally out, you know, we can be totally out of it. We're not aware change is taking place, but it really is. And so as we look at Easter, one of the things that we want to do is look at this idea of reflection. And here's something that Joseph Campbell said. Unless it can be read, he's talking about Easter, unless it can be read as metaphorical of what ought to happen to me, that I ought to die and resurrect, die to my ego and resurrect to my divinity, Easter doesn't work. Wow. Joseph Campbell, The Hero's Journey, and many other books, was a great guy when it came to understanding metaphors and myths. And he taught and he explained those, and he was on TV for a number of years right before his death in the 80s, late 80s. And actually, he was on TV, it was recorded, then he passed away, and then they ran the series about 3 or 4 years later. He is a man that I appreciate and who led me into my journey of understanding metaphors and myths. So as we look at this reflection idea, you see, beyond the traditional narrative symbolizes the universal journey of awakening, a journey from darkness to light, and then just as the dawn breaks through the night, Easter invites us to transcend the illusions of separation and remember our inherent unity with the divine. Consciousness rising. Helen Keller said, "When one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one which has been opened for us." I heard a lot of mm-hmms. Yeah, we all do that, don't we? We're hanging on so desperately to that which may have happened to us. We're hanging on so desperately to our victim mentality sometimes that we really can't see the opportunities before us. But what unity offers, what Easter represents, is our ability to literally look into the light and to find those opportunities, to know those opportunities, and to experience those opportunities that really create our spiritual journey. You know, at the heart of Easter really lies that essence of consciousness rising. And as we awaken to our true nature as spiritual beings, what happens is that we are able to transcend the veils of illusions. You may remember that in the Bible, when Jesus was crucified, the moment he died, that the veils of the holy temple, in the temple, there was a holy of holy rooms, and it was covered by a veil. And nobody was allowed back there except the head priest. And so what happened was that huge veil actually fell apart and split at the time of Jesus' death. What that represents for you and I is that we can actually look at ourselves in the mirror. We can look at how we show up. We can look at how we are experiencing life and say to ourselves, you know, I can do better than this. I got something on my mind that's really been bothering me. And I know I need to go and talk to my wife about it. Our husband. And clear the air a little bit, as an example. And when we're able to do that, we are able literally to free ourselves and free the other person. Something may happen at school, some of you young folks, and you get uptight about it, you get upset about it. I know I did, and I can even remember when I was in high school. A long time ago, okay? But I would take things personally. But nobody meant them as personally. It was just my ego getting in the way of the divinity that I am. Matter of fact, when I was in high school, I didn't even know what the word divinity meant except Jesus. And as I grew older, I started to understand that my divinity and the divinity of Jesus and the divinity of each and every one of you is all one. That we are literally in this opportunity to be together. But yet the illusion says we're separate. The illusion says that we cannot be friends. The illusion says that you and I cannot understand one another and live in joy and peace when we really know how to do that. You know how to do that here. You do it every day. You do it on Sundays. You do it during the week. You are truly one as an organization. You're truly one as individuals coming together. And it's so, so impressive. And then there is this idea of transformation. Aha. Transformation. I want to share with you, as an example, the story of a dragonfly. Dragonflies start off as beetles, and they're under the water usually, and they like to hang around lily pads and lilies. And what they do is eventually those beetles who don't really want to come out of the water, you know, sometimes we don't want to come out of the water, those beetles climb up that lily pad and on to the top of the water and then even further up. And when they get up to the top of that lily pad, what happens is they transform into dragonflies. And they're able to fly and see things they've never seen before. And they're able to feel free. They're able to understand that they have this unique ability, this power to actually fly. And then what they want to do, so the story goes, they want to go back and tell the other beetles, hey, come on up, come on up. But what happens is the dragonfly doesn't want to get back in the water, will not get back in the water, and so cannot go down and talk to the other beetles and say, come on, guys, what an experience you can have. But we're different. We can share with others. We can share with one another our experience of being divine, our experience of understanding who and what we are and how we can show up. We can become a catalyst, if you would, for change. The class I was in 2006 at Unity Village, our slogan was, we are a catalyst for change. And it has worked for many of our students. We've had people who've led Unity. We had people who worked in Unity for the rest of their lives. We've had people who showed up, who have been in many churches, who have made a difference in people's lives. Catalyst for change. That's what you and I are. And that's what Easter represents to us. This opportunity to embrace the transformative power of resurrection in our lives. This opportunity to release the old and get on with the new. This opportunity to celebrate life and to know that we are limitless, that there are no boundaries except the ones that we create. And so we have this opportunity, not just this Easter morning, but every day, to look at ourselves in that mirror and say, how am I showing up today? What's happening in my life today? And is it what I intend, or is it what I am reacting to? And so when I set my intention not to react, but instead to understand what's happening and to change in the moment, you see, I am rising up in consciousness. Consciousness is everything, because we become aware of what Easter is all about. You know, just as a seed must crack to open up to allow the sprout to emerge, so too must we surrender to the divine alchemy within ourselves. It's there. It's automatic. You don't have to work on it. You don't have to think about it a lot. You might pray on it. You may release yourself in such a way that you go into a time of meditation and that you actually focus on the change that you want to be. And it will happen. We're created that way. We're made that way. We don't have to make it happen. It just will happen when we release and let go of anything that is holding us back. And so, through the process of inner transformation, we shed the shackles of fear and limitation, allowing our consciousness to expand and soar. That's what you are doing here. You are expanding. You are soaring. You are a flagship ministry. And gosh, I've been blessed to be here with you. It's my good fortune. And I thank you for this opportunity from the bottom of my heart. And I also know that you will continue to soar, that you will continue to grow as you see a bigger future, you see a bigger vision of yourself, and you work together to bring that vision into being. And so, as we conclude this metaphysical exploration of Easter, let us carry forth its timeless message of consciousness rising. Let us walk the path of resurrection, embodying love and compassion and unity in all that we do. May this Easter be a catalyst for your spiritual evolution, a reminder of the infinite potential that lies dormant within us, waiting to be awakened. And may we, as conscious beings, co-create a world of peace, of harmony, and wholeness, and joy for all. Happy Easter. So now let's prepare for meditation. So on this Easter morning, just focus on your ability to be that catalyst for change. If there's anything that comes to your mind that you need to release, take a moment to do that. To literally look at it in the silence and bring it up. And then to affirm that you are changing, that you are a creature of peace, that you are a spiritual being having this spiritual moment and growing from it. Feel the light rising up within you, coming from your heart space, and touching you at a level that you maybe never experienced before. So be in the silence, knowing that in the silence we find ourselves. We find our truth, and we find our understanding of beingness. So now in the silence, this morning, take with you the peace that you're feeling in this moment. Take with you the light that shines within you. Take with you the Christ presence that you are and that you can see in every person. And so it is. Amen and amen.
Flow, Spirit, flow through me as I open up to be an expression of your unfolding peace.